What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today I'm gonna be talking about Orb on the Movements of the Earth, Omnibus 1. Now, this omnibus covers volumes 1 and 2 of the series, and the physical versions is published by Seven Seas, and the story and art is done by Uoto. Now, this series, as far as like it recently released here in English, but in Japan, it finished maybe like a year or two ago. I believe it was about 8 volumes total, I think like 70 something chapters. So not a super, super long series, though the chapters are, I would say a little meaty. It was, 12 chapters total between volumes 1 and 2 in this. So decent size, so about 6 chapters per volume. But so it's a couple of things with this series that I kind of want to touch on. So first of all, I more so want to touch on some of the kind of ideas and themes of this, more so than just the series itself. But for context, the series itself basically follows, or at least it starts off by following, this young man named Rafal, who lives in a time, this is what, the 15th century Europe. So it's basically during a time where basically a time where I would not want to live in. But the story basically follows around him studying astrology and things of that nature, and kind of doing what is seen as heresy or heretical research into the truth of how the stars and the planets orbit and all that stuff, because this is back during the time to where religion and different stuff kind of led everybody to thinking like, no, the earth is the center of everything and yada yada yada, and if you think otherwise or say anything differently, then you will be seen as a heretic and you will be severely punished and or killed. And so that is definitely one thing that kind of I had to kind of like steel myself going into it, because like right off the bat they start off with like some like fingernail pulling and bludgeoning, like some little bit of brutal stuff to see, you know, drawn out in panels and stuff, whatever. So at first I was like, man, what am I getting into? I thought this was about like a guy researching the stars or whatever. But, you know, I steeled myself and I dove into it, and I kind of slowly chipped away at it over the course of a few days, because this is one of these, this is one of those reads to where it's not necessarily like one of like the best favorite things I've ever read, but it definitely is one of those ones that gave me some things to think about. And so in the context of the story, it kind of makes you think about basically like how far will you go for something that you believe in. So whether it be your beliefs, whether it be religious stuff or just things of how the world and life works and things of that nature, sharing your ideas and things like that. How far will you go, even if it might be seen as taboo or heresy or whatever, to push forward? Or will you, you know, shy away from that stuff or keep a secret or do it in, you know, in the cover of darkness or whatever? And so this story kind of reiterates that thing of that I love from another series that I enjoy, One Piece, the theme of inherited will. Because I feel like a lot of times, you know, different people across history, I feel like sometimes there are those people who, yes, they might not single-handedly do everything 100% by themselves, but they have an idea or something that they want to see changed, and they're able to make it happen within their lifetime, or they're able to live and see things change or the end result, so to speak. But then there are also people I feel like are just somebody to kind of help push the thought along, like, hey, you heard this from somebody else or somebody passed down this knowledge to you, you add in your part or you do what you can. And then whether it be just because, hey, you died naturally of old age or whatever, or you get captured and killed or whatever, well, you do what you can to, you know, preserve the knowledge that you got and what you added onto it and then pass it on to the next person or whatever. And that's kind of what this story does, to where it kind of starts off with an old friend of Rafal's father gets out of prison. He was seen as a heretic for studying basically a lot of like astrology stuff, whatever, and the idea of, you know, how the stars move and yada, yada, yada. And he comes to live with Rafal and his family, whatever. And he pretty much immediately notices the boys' wonder for astronomy and researching the stars and stuff, whatever. And it's also kind of like a wake-up call for Rafal. And I kind of feel like sometimes we have those moments in life to where we have an idea or something that we feel like, man, this feels like this is actually what should be going on or whatever. And sometimes it takes somebody crazy or seemingly crazy and unexpected coming out of nowhere to kind of like give us that jolt, that shock to wake us up of like, no, you're on the right path. Like, you're not crazy for thinking this or whatever. Like, keep going, keep pushing in this direction. But like I said, not everybody kind of gets to see those ideas finish or whatever. And so that's kind of just like a reoccurring theme of this story, is just these people trying to research and prove like, no, yes, you know, everything doesn't orbit around Earth. They orbit around the sun and things move differently and yada, yada, yada. You know, stuff that's like a little bit of easier and common knowledge now in 2023 versus back in the 15th century, you know, and stuff like that. So, but yeah, like I said, it just kind of just, like I said, just like really makes you think of who all are people over the years, over the annals of history that have been on both sides of this, to where it's like, okay, hey, they had an idea, they put it out there, they worked on it, and boom, they got to present the result themselves. And then you have other people, because of whether it be the times or health reasons or just whatever, or they just didn't have the proper tools or access or whatever to truly get their ideas off the ground. Because a lot of times it's like, sometimes you're just trying to do things ahead of your time. And kind of like a funny thing, kind of just speaking on like technology and gaming really quickly, whatever, how like in 2013, Microsoft and Xbox, you know, with the Xbox One, try to push this like, oh, digital future and, you know, streaming, no use games, you know, all that initial message and how they presented it at first, whatever. For one, the messaging was not what people were ready for at the time. But also, two, the way they presented the information, it was like, oh, wait, you're trying to take away my games, or I can't share a game, you know, just different stuff, whatever. Well, now, here we go, you know, 10 years later, and it's like, majority of a lot of people are streaming and going digital with their game library and different stuff like that or whatever. But like I said, it's just, they presented things at a time when the general population weren't really ready or in that mindset, versus now we're streaming majority of stuff, TV shows, movies, games, etc., etc. And so, yeah, sometimes it's the same thing with people, to where it's like, yo, I got this idea and it's super awesome and whatever. It's like, dude, you are tripping, that is insane, you know, whatever. And then it's like, now it could be decades, centuries later, it's like, oh yeah, electricity, yeah. You know, so yeah, so like I said, it just, this book just gave me a lot of things like that to kind of think about and reflect on, you know, for like I said, just a lot of just like general life stuff. So if that's something that you're kind of interested in, like I said, just more of like ideas and themes, this might be something worth picking up and taking a look at. And also something very interesting that I kind of just forgot, because like we get so many series announced all the time that a lot of times I forget or whatever, but apparently summer of last year there was announced that there was actually going to be an anime adaptation of this coming. No date or a year at the moment, but at some point there's an anime in the works for this series, Orb on the Movements of the Earth, and it's going to be done by Studio Madhouse. Well, guess what Studio Madhouse is working on currently? Free Ring, Beyond Journey's End. So, and seeing what they are currently doing with the anime adaptation of Free Ring, that has been fantastic. So it's like, man, so if Orb is one of the next things that they're going to be working on potentially after Free Ring, then I'm like, man, maybe I'll wait and experience the rest of the series through the anime, because that's kind of what I did with Free Ring, to where I had read this first volume, I think over a year ago at this point. And of course, I loved what I read of this. But you know, I just cause as y'all see behind me in the video, I have like too much stuff to read. So sometimes I don't get back to things as quickly as I would hope or whatever. But when I heard it was anime, I was like, I'll wait and see. And then after those first four episodes where they adapted this whole first volume, it's been awesome just getting to watch and experience it fresh and in the unknown. So maybe I might do the same thing with Orb. But yeah, so anywho, like I said, and just kind of just closing thoughts, like I said, this just kind of just really made me just kind of just think back and reflect on things like that. And even with stuff myself of like ideas I have or whatever, or different things of like, you know, there's even just like general family information or things or family recipes and stuff that kind of get passed on, you know, down to the next person. And then a lot of times with like different ideas and stuff we have, whether it be like me with the podcast and content creation and stuff, or just ideas for work or whatever. And it's like, you know, is this something that I will act on and do and create and put out there and get to see the end result? Or this is just something I might make a note of, put away, and then my son will discover, you know, years after I'm gone or whatever, like, oh, my dad had this idea or whatever. Now in, you know, 21, 31, I don't know, you know, a future generation member will make it come true or whatever. So, but yeah, so that is pretty much, like I said, my kind of just overall thoughts on the ideas and themes surrounding Orb on the Movements of the Earth. But like I said, a pretty interesting read, and like I said, just kind of getting to see the passage of time and the different characters, and also kind of like how, because of the subject matter, where they have their information stored at would probably only get discovered. Of course, it could still happen by super happenstance or whatever, but for the most part, you're not going to discover the safe box, whatever, that they have on this mountain, unless you're into astrology and you realize like, oh, these landmarks line up in a way like a certain celestial sign that kind of, you know, points your curiosity in that direction. So that's also another kind of like just like interesting thing that I like that, like I said, just would make sense. But like I said, just like another reminder of like why I'm happy I'm living in modern times, regardless, even with all the crazy stuff we have now. But just even like, you know, like, hey, I want to try swimming. Swimming? You're not a fish. Kill them. You know, or just, you know, just crazy nonsense like that. So, but anyway, that's going to do it for this one. Let me know what y'all thought. Like I said, if you've read it, let me know your thoughts on this. And if you haven't, are you interested in checking this out? Maybe wait for the eventual anime, whenever that might happen, in a year or a couple years or whatever. So, but as always, you can find me everywhere at Danny's to Talk. Hit me up, let's conversate, and check out everything else that I do for all your conversations surrounding fatherhood and manga, anime, TV shows, and games. And I'll catch you on the next one. Y'all be easy. Peace.